Ella shook his head. He put cream in his coffee and sat back, suppressing a yawn. Actually, the PR man looked a little like a monkey. A juvenile rhesus. He had the same blocky lower jaw and the same bright-eyed alertness. The PR man's name was Ralph. Ellis didn't know the last name. No PR man ever gave his last name. Of course, at the hospital, he wasn't referred to as a PR man. He was the hospital information officer, or news officer, or some damn thing. He did look like a monkey. Ellis found himself staring at the area of the skull behind the ear, where the electrodes would be implanted.
"We don't know much about the causes of violence," McPherson said. "And there's a lot of bad theory floating around, written by sociologists and paid for by good taxpayer money. But we do know that one particular brain disease called ADL syndrome may lead to violence."
"ADL syndrome," Ralph repeated.
"Yes. Acute disinhibitory lesion syndrome is caused by an injury or lesion to the brain. At the NPS, we think these lesions may be extremely common among those people who engage in repetitive violent acts, like certain policemen, gangsters, rioters, Hell's Angels. Nobody ever thinks of these people as physically ill. We just accept the idea that there are a lot of men in the world with bad tempers. We think that's normal. Perhaps it isn't."
"I see," Ralph said. And he did, indeed, seem to be seeing. McPherson should have been a grade school teacher, Ellis thought. His great gift was teaching. Certainly, he'd never been much of a researcher.
"So far,"
McPherson said, brushing his hand through his white hair,
"we have no idea exactly how common ADL syndrome is. But our guess is that as much as 1 or 2% of the population may suffer from it. That's 2 to 4 million Americans."
"Gosh," Ralph said. Ella sipped his coffee. "Gosh," he thought. "Good Christ, gosh."
"For some reason,"
McPherson said, nodding to the waiter as the cognacs were brought,
"ADL patients are predisposed to violent, aggressive behavior during their attacks. We don't know why, but it's true. The other things that go along with the syndrome are hypersexuality and pathological intoxication."
Ralph began to look unusually interested.
"We had the case of one woman with this disease," McPherson said, "who during a seizure state would have intercourse with 12 men a night and still be unsatisfied."
Ralph swallowed his cognac. Ellis noticed that Ralph wore a wide tie in a fashionable psychedelic pattern. A hip, 40-year-old public relations man gulping cognac at the thought of this woman.
"Pathological intoxication refers to the phenomenon of excessive, violent drunkenness brought on by minuscule amounts of liquor. Just a sip or two. That much liquor will unleash a seizure."
Ellis thought of his first stage 3. Benson. Pudgy little Benson,